Whether you're driving through the Catskills or you're more of an armchair tourist, the Views from the Watershed podcast tour can work for you. The most important thing to know is that cell phone signals can be spotty in the Catskills, especially in some of the places on this tour. So please download the entire tour before you set out. Also, your map app might not work in some spots either, so please use an offline or paper map so that you can always find your way. You can download the podcasts, a map, and other information at walkingthewatershed.com/podcast tour. During this tour, you'll hear folks talking about people in the Catskills whose families had been there for hundreds of years. It's important to acknowledge and honor the people who were here for thousands of years before that, Munsee Lenape peoples, including the Esopus Band in this immediate area, the Mohican to the east and the north, and the Haudenosaunee to the west. These native peoples were displaced, sometimes forcibly, from their ancestral lands by European and then American settlers. Here are a couple of interesting things to think about as you're driving from place to place on the tour. The roads you're driving follow the rivers, which are the sources for New York City's drinking water. Route 28 follows Esopus Creek, which was impounded to create the Ashokan Reservoir. Route 30 follows the east branch of the Delaware River, which was impounded for the Papacton Reservoir. Route 23A follows Schoharie Creek, which was impounded for the Schoharie Reservoir. You'll also start to notice two kinds of signs. You'll see brown signs around the reservoirs, which say something like, former site of Olive Bridge, former site of Arena. These commemorate the communities that were displaced to build this infrastructure. You'll also see these little blue and white signs, and once you know to look for them, you will see them everywhere. What they're telling you is that this is New York City's land, and there is a lot of it. Over 174,000 acres of land. New York City itself is about 194,000 acres. So, the city owns land that's almost the same size as New York City itself, 100 miles away. This blows me away every time I think about it. One last thing. We're planning on adding episodes and more accessibility features in summer 2022. You can get updates by following us on Instagram at walking_the_watershed or subscribing on our website, walkingthewatershed.com. Thanks for listening.